From the studio in Crested Butte, I'm Kate Gnapp, and here is your daily KBUT newscast for Friday, July 4th. If you've walked through the shops on Elk Avenue in Crested Butte in recent years, you may have stumbled upon a series called The Wheels of Intention. The project was inspired by Caroline McLean, who first discovered these creations on her travels in Eastern Asia. I caught up with Caroline McLean, founder of The Wheels of Intention and executive director for the Crested Butte Arts Festival, Andrew Arell.
Everywhere I went, there was these big wheels and small wheels, community wheels, and they are a lot like prayer flags, but they're actually moved by a human touch. And having a background as an environmental educator and biologist, I saw this as a great way to help uplift and educate people about this amazing valley that we live in Crested Butte. I also saw the parallel between all the prayer flags that hang throughout town and thought, well, let's bring a big wheel to Crested Butte in honor of the landscape, the mountains, the watershed.
There's now 8 Wheels of Intention at different locations on Elk Avenue. The wheels were once again turning for Caroline as she pondered a new way to express intentions here in the Gunnison Valley. Soon, she spotted prayer flags in Crested Butte, which inspired her next project, The Flags of Intention, meant to bring more awareness to both the backcountry and our watershed.
Now we're finding that there's less resources for our backcountry. There's a higher chance of fires. We have a lot more visitors to the valley. And so I started getting local people to sew flags and cut flags. And then Andrew jumped in. And now we are on a roll.
The Flags of Intention are sponsored by the Gunnison River Watershed Conservancy District. The idea is to have the community get involved in the process of bringing these flags and more awareness throughout the Gunnison Valley.
It's a very fragile environment, living at 9,000 feet, and we have a high visitor population, and so it's really important that we help our visitors and our community to be respectful and good visitors and understand that we don't live in isolation, that our community includes the human population, but it also includes the wild population. And that's why we're here, I think, for most of us. And that we want to keep this landscape as beautiful as we can for our children and our grandchildren.
We're, of course, looking for broad community collaboration, participation, and people can do that in many ways. And we're going to give people the opportunity come this year's Arts Festival, the first weekend in August, to come participate in printing these flags and committing their positive intentions to these flags in ink. And we're going to take the completed strands and bring them up to high places to have the wind spread those good intentions across the landscape.
That's Caroline McLean, founder of the Wheels of Intention and executive director for the Crested Butte Arts Festival, Andrew Arell. You can learn more about this project at cbwheelsofintention.org. You are listening to KBUT Community Radio News. I'm Kate Gnapp. Thanks for tuning in.